This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. It's a quiet day in the presidential campaign. No candidate sniping.
No rapid response TV ads. In fact, no candidate ads at all. The campaigns have called a truce to mark the anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
We are continuing sampling the views of voters in some key states. Yesterday, Colorado. Today, Michigan. With a large number of independents and voters who cross party lines. The race is tight, and in small cities like Marysville, all the undecided voters could swing the results either way. Celeste Headley reports.
Marysville boasts somewhere between 9 and 10,000 people, with a long history of industry dating back to the sawmills of the 1700s. It's home to the American Tape Factory and a new ethanol plant. But like so many in Michigan, Marysville's residents are struggling to find jobs.
I'm laid off.
Oh, where are you laid off from?
Empire Tool in Memphis.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so am I. I'm very, very unhappy about that.
Kathy Johnson just finished breakfast at the 4-star restaurant, a tradition in Marysville. There's a rush of customers trying to get the $1.99 special before 11 o'clock.
I would like to be able to go to work and do a fair day's work and come home and not have to draw unemployment or have my unemployment run out on me, but there's just no place to work right now.
For both campaigns, job creation is a rallying cry. So is getting back to so-called small-town values. Ralph White says he's glad the candidates are talking about small-town values, but Marysville isn't a small town anymore.
It was a small town when I moved here. 55 years ago. There was nothing here except this place here, and it was across the street.
White won't say who he's voting for.
Honey, I don't talk about that.
Well, you don't?
No.
How come?
Because I like to go in there and do what I gotta do.
White won't discuss it, while others like Kathy Johnson simply haven't made a decision.
No, I'm still a little bit undecided. I'm not convinced yet. I'm not totally convinced.
That's echoed by Sandy DeLong.
I just have to make up my mind. And I'm going to weigh it out as best as I can, and then I'll go for it.
For DeLong, taxes are the most important issue.
You get your fair taxes. Leave the little guy alone and let him make a living. And that's about it.
And for Kathy Johnson, laid off and looking for work, it's all about jobs.
The free trade agreement, I think, has really killed us. I think that's what has made us lose all our jobs. And we got to have some kind of tax break so that you can have a business here.
Mary Beth Schneider has just a minute or two to talk while she's shopping at Rite Aid. She has a longer list.
Oil prices, obviously, and just, every day, your safety and your grocery bill and things that affect you and your morals.
But if there's a consensus among the 20 people or so we talked to, it's this. What they want is a candidate that's going to look out for the little guy.
There's no particular thing. I don't care if you're black, white, Spanish, whatever. I don't care as long as you give me a fair shake.
Sandy DeLong is still deciding which candidate will do that. And both campaigns are very interested in learning what's going to tip the scales to their side in this small town and dozens like it across Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley.